That night I had a dream. I dreamt I was as light as the ether, a floating spirit visiting things to come. The shades and shadows of the people in my life wrestled their way into my slumber. I dreamt that Gail Neville had decided to return to prison. Probably that's just as well. I don't mean to sound superior, and they're a swell couple guys. But maybe they weren't ready yet to come out into the world. And then I dreamed on, into the future, to a Christmas morn in the Arizona home, where Nathan Jr. was opening a present from a kindly couple who preferred to remain unknown. I saw Glenn a few years later, still having no luck getting the cops to listen to his wild tales about me and Ed. Maybe he threw in one Polack joke too many. I don't know. But still I dreamed on, further into the future than I'd ever dreamed before. Watching Nathan Jr.'s progress from afar, taking pride in his accomplishments as if he were our own. Wondering if he ever thought of us, and hoping that maybe we'd broaden his horizons a little, even if he couldn't remember just how they got broadened. But still I hadn't dreamt nothing about me and Ed until the end. And this was cloudier, because it was years, years away. But I saw an old couple being visited by their children, and all their grandchildren too. And the old couple wasn't screwed up, and neither were their kids or their grandkids. And I don't know. You tell me, this whole dream, was it wishful thinking? Was I just fleeing reality like I know I'm liable to do? But me and Ed, we can be good too. And it seemed real. It seemed like us. And it seemed like, well, our home. If not Arizona, then a land not too far away, where all parents are strong and wise and capable, and all children are happy and beloved. I don't know. Maybe it was Utah.